Yes, we're going to do game balls, and also we're going to have a second secondary category called eyeballed. So different than War Daddy, but so. Not yet. We're still working through the film. Still early.
What was your feeling? It was kind of a weird vibe for victory.
Yeah.
Based on how it finished.
Well, I'll say this: it's a hard league, and you know every win you get, especially at home in division, it's a good win. You know, absolutely, we want to finish better than that. That was sloppy. It's not who we want to be, but ultimately, you know, it's a win versus a really good opponent. You know, I mean, Phillip Rivers is a special quarterback, so you give him a chance from half the field. It's going to be a tough chore for you, but a win's a win. We'll take it. No apologies for that. None.
You're able to run the ball a little better than last year.
Yeah.
Stop the run.
Yeah.
What did you see in that regard? Because I think you wanted to impose your will more at the line of scrimmage this season.
Sure. I thought our offensive line really, really played physical in a run game on a double teams, moving those guys out and just getting movement up front, you know, and our backs, you know, ran north-south and found some open space to run. So that part was very, very impressive as far as the running game. The pass protections was not that good, you know. And again, you know, we're facing two elite rushers, you know, in Ingram and Bosa. So we knew it was going to be a chore, but we have to do better there. You know, it was too much pressure on Trevor, and it was too many whiffs as far as blocking those speed rushers. That's got to get better.
I know you guys have spoken highly about Connor McGovern this year. What have you seen in him throughout the offseason, camp, and now? Mm-hmm. What gives you confidence that if Ron is not able to go on Sunday, right, that he could step up?
I think Connor's played well at center and guard for us, at center, left, and right guard. So he's given us a player that's done a lot for us. He's obviously a young player still. He played tough and physical last night. He made some error, but that's part of it. You know, with young guys, they're going to make mistakes early, but I thought his effort was right. And as he plays more football for us, he's going to get better. But I've been really pleased with his performance, you know, throughout the training camp. And even last night, it was solid.
What is the is there a 7-day minimum protocol on concussion? Or?
It's no time limit on it. It's a protocol we have to follow. As far as certain requirements he has to pass, you mean Leary,
yeah,
has to pass before he can play on a Sunday, but it's no time limit. It's just protocols in place that we have to pass him through.
What about Darren Stewart? Is there any?
I'm sorry?
Darren Stewart?
Yes.
His injuries are concerned?
It's a right groin. You know, we don't know a lot about it right now. You know, I should know more later. But speaking last night to our training staff, it wasn't major, but I'll know more later today and tomorrow for you guys.
So you might take a little bit of time to get that chemistry down on the back end. Mm-hmm. What do you see from that group? And anything?
Well, it's what I said last Wednesday about those young guys. You know, I kind of knew it was going to be a couple mistakes there because the game played so fast. And what you see on tape in the NFL, it's, you know, versus the good teams you won't see on Sunday, it's going to be different. So I knew it was going to be some growing pains with Justin and Parksy, but that being said, you know, you can see the physical ability also with Justin. The first tackle he made open field on Gordon is a special tackle. That ball may run for 50 yards. It's one-on-one with 20 yards each way he makes a tackle. So that part, you know, we know we've got there with those young guys. But the mistakes, I knew it was going to happen because it's his first time being a full-time starter in base and in dime. So it's going to be growing pains. But I think at the end of this thing, week 6, 7, 8 moving forward, he's going to be good for us.
To miss the bulk of training camp, Shaq Barrett, and then to play as well as he did last night. How impressed were you with him, and what's that kind of a testament to?
I was really impressed with Shaq, you know, how he rushed the passer, how he played the run game. You know, he probably played too many snaps for the first time out, so he kind of wore down towards the end. We got to play Adebali more, you know, to kind of keep Shaq, you know, more fresh there. But Shaq played well for the first time out. You know, he hadn't played in training camp. That was his first football action since last season, so I was impressed with Shaq, and he should get better and better as we go along.
How difficult is it to win in this league when you lose a turnover battle?
It's very difficult. You know, Phillip was 62-8, I think, you know, with his team when they won a turnover battle. So, and really last night, we didn't lose it because we had a 4-down stop. So it's really, 2-2.
Do
I mean, honestly, I mean, that's a turnover for us. So it was 2-2 last night. I think that's right. But, yeah, it's tough, you know, especially when it's midfield, you know, with a guy like Phillip Rivers, it's hard to win. But we pulled it out. And again, you know, no apologies for winning, you know, wins are winning this league.
Preliminary on Langley's knee?
I'm not sure, you know, still examining him. But, he walked out of the locker room last night, you know, and he's walking this morning. So we'll see more today and tomorrow.
Jumped out from the tape? I know it's early, but.
D-line wise, I thought Shelby played again very, very solid. I thought Gatsas played well. You know, Gatsas played at the point of attack very strong on double team. You can see his quickness. You can see his length and size. So I think Gatsas coming along. If he stays healthy, he's what he should be for us. I mean, he can be a starter for us. He can rush the passer. He can play the run game. So, obviously, I was pleased with Goss. I was pleased with Shelby. I thought Darren Stewart played very solid, very well. You know, having two young guys with him in the back end, he played solid. Offensively, I thought Virgil Green blocked, caught the ball very well. I thought Trevor played well outside of the one interception. DT, Emmanuel, you know, both played well last night.
Looks like Trevor got a helmet-to-helmet hit. Trevor.
Yes, and, yes.
Are you guys taking a look at that? Will you talk to the league about that?
Well, it was called, so it should be reviewed by the league. So it was a 15-yard roughing the passer penalty.
Are you concerned about how many hits Trevor really got yesterday?
Absolutely. You know, again, the pass protection was not where it's got to be for us to be a good football team. And again, we were facing two elite edge rushers last night, and most teams don't have two. But in our division, every team has two. So we got to improve there. No excuses there. We got to play better on the edge as far as blocking speed rushers.
I'm just going to open things up. Benny, did you take a look at that and say they missed one?
Yeah, I mean, you look at it. And again, I mean, those guys have a tough job. It's a fast-paced job. That's a bang-bang play. You know, we can't do it, you know, regardless of the, you know, if the officials call, we can't do it. That's on us.
How much can it open things up for the offense getting the tight ends as involved with the passing game as they were last night?
Mm-hmm. That's huge. You know, having DT and having Emmanuel outside, you know, you're going to see a bunch of shell coverage where they're doubling those guys with two high safeties and two low corners. So, obviously, the one-on-one matchup is going to be inside versus the backers. So having Virgil and Hireman and Derby all, you know, catch balls last night inside in the seams, that's going to be huge for us.
And then conversely, what did you guys do to shut down Gates and Henry because they weren't really factors at all?
Well, I thought his game plan last night was to go away from Gates because we played a bunch of roll coverage to Gates. So he went backside, you know, back to our zone side, back to 13 more often. So I think it was more his game plan than it was ours.
Yes, did you get a preview of what people are going to try to do with Vaughn?
Yes. You know, we went into the game, you know, with a clear game plan to free Vaughn up, but they wouldn't let us. They double-chipped both sides, you know, so they chipped both rushers. And when that happens, in my opinion, the coverage – It's got to take over. You know, now they're down to three-man routes. You know, we've got six defenders on top of three guys. So the coverage has to take over, you know, when they're chipping both sides and we can't get pressure. That's going to be the way it's going to be all year. You know, so in the secondary, you know, we've got to be more disciplined. We've got to get tighter in coverage. And we've got to make the rush better by being tighter on receivers. It was too loose, in my opinion, in the back end. And obviously in the past it's been great pass rush here, but now we gotta kind of reverse it. You know, play tighter coverage to get the rush home more often.
Vance, we're kind of used to seeing the Broncos win the toss and deferring.
Yes,
but you won the toss and took it. That's a little bit different than we've had in the past. Can you just talk about your philosophy there?
Yes, I want to attack defenses. And the best time to attack a defense is in your first 15 plays, right? That's the best plays that you've watched all week that's available for you to make plays. So why not get them off the sheet early? So in my opinion, with our defense, playing at home, taking the ball, getting an early score, that makes our team better, in my opinion. Not playing defense first and they're punting the ball back to us and now we have to go 80. You know, let's get a return off, let's go score points, and let's go hunt the quarterback. So that's my mindset.
Sorry,
no, you're fine.
today you start with the Cowboys, Ezekiel Elliott's situation affect your preparation at all?
It does not. I mean, he's a part of their football team. So as we watched the tape from last week, he's out there. So that's what we're paying for. I mean, he's a Cowboy, so that's not our concern. You know, I mean, he's on their football team, and we're getting ready to play, you know, whoever they put out there.
Vance, with the rotating guards, well, that's kind of unconventional.
Uh-huh.
Are you maybe helped because that's all Garrett Bowles knows, so all, he's used to those guys changing on him all the time?
Yeah, you know, that won't be an issue. You know, last night we thought they were moving Bosa inside some and Ingram inside some. So we thought, you know, putting Barber in from time to time would help us with the inside rush. So, again, I think that's a weapon for us to have, you know, two guys that can play at the left guard. You know, obviously Max is a big physical guy who can move guys in a run game. And Barber is a excellent pass protector. So having both guys, in my opinion, is like having two backs. You can kind of push them in and out as the game proceeds.
Time for a few more for the coach.
You hit, you got Charles to about, 20 snaps, 21, something like that. Is that too many of what you want?
I'm not sure. You know, we're figuring this thing out. You know, obviously CJ is going to be the bell cow, you know, in first, second, and third downs. And Jamal, my vision there for Jamal is to have, you know, hopefully 14 or 15 specialty plays that he's really good at, you know, so we can expose defenses. And obviously, you know, speaking of the backs, getting D'Angelo more involved. He didn't play last night on offense. So moving forward, getting him involved is going to help us also. So we're figuring it out. You know, I mean, to have three good backs and only one football, that's an issue. And when Book comes back, we're going to have four. So we're figuring it out. You know, it's a work in progress.
Did you want D'Angelo to play last night and it just didn't pan out?
Just didn't happen. Right. I want him to play. He's so explosive. I mean, with our offense line moving guys and creating big holes like that, if we can get him in the secondary, I mean, you've seen what he can do in space. So absolutely we want to play him more if we can.
Vance, it was suggested on TV last night you were having the time of your life.
Yes.
Were you having the time of your life?
I was until about the early fourth quarter. I was having a great time with 24-7, and we felt good about what we were doing. Then we turned the ball over twice midfield, and they scored within, one play one time and three plays the second time. So then I was not having the time of my life. I was a little stressed out. But you know, our football team here, I mean, they're used to winning. So I didn't feel one time last night that the game was going to be a loss. You know, I felt good about our guys. No one panicked, and it is what it is. It's the NFL. That team we played last night played every game that way last year. So I wasn't surprised that they kept fighting. That quarterback, special competitor, so I wasn't surprised that he made plays. That's who he is. He's a Hall of Fame player.
Final two, Nikki and then Mike.
I think Vaughn and DT, they both played close to or at 90% of the defense and offense respectively. Mm-hmm. Is that the plan all along, or is that something we'll see going forward?
I know, you know, Vaughn wants to play more. You know, that was my challenge to Vaughn when I came here. You know, I want you on the field more, but sometimes it can be too much, especially when you're getting chipped by tight ends and backs, you know, for 60 snaps. So we got to figure out how we can, you know, spell Vaughn more. DT, I want him out there. You know, he's a receiver. I want him out there. And when he's out there, we get a fair look at the defense, right? You know, I mean, if he's not out there, I mean, we can get a lot of single high, and the run game's not working. If 88's out there, we force him to play single high. It's one-on-one outside. So I want him out there every snap if he can.
Last one, Mike.
McKenzie flashed his speed on that return. Just wondering if there's getting close to getting him out there more.
Absolutely. Offensively, again, with McKenzie and D'Angelo, we had a specialty package for those little guys, and we just didn't get to it. You know, stuff happens in the game. You just didn't get to it. But you can see his speed with punt returning. So we've got to do a great job of blocking for this guy on punt return, because we got a real weapon back there.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your day.